Welcome to the Full 90 Soccer Time Podcast, a top 50 intercom podcast. Our weekly look at Seattle Sounders FC, nerdy soccer culture, fan outrage, and an attempt to understand the lukewarmest soccer league not funded by foreign royalty, MLS. We're your hosts for mornings on 107.7 The End, Alt 94.7 and 94.7 FM. I'm Gregor, and he's been in the locker room. He's Brandon.
And that's it. That's all the places I've been. Really?
I'll have you know that last time we podcasted, you had a cold.
Yeah.
And that it's still there. And additionally, I then got sick and I went and got a COVID test to confirm that I am COVID-free.
Yeah, same.
COVID-free, Gregor. Do us a quick solid and click on through to Apple Podcasts and give us a rating.
Definitely 5 stars. Why are we so aggressive with everybody today?
I'm gonna stop with the swearing now because I hate editing. So do my best. But, you know, it's really tough. Primarily, leave us a comment. We just want to know your favorite ever motherfucking Seattle Sounders soccer player.
That did not last long at all.
Okay, starts now.
Yeah. From one of our left backs to one of the other ones. I don't know.
I got to tell you, I'm really liking Brad Smith coming back to America, obviously having spent some time in the Roman Torres School for Defense. Because
now he's bad.
Because that guy played offense the whole time and was like, defense optional.
Yeah. He got his what? Was that his first? He started the match, right? So it was his first start since the 2019 MLS Cup final, which is great, except for the fact that now he plays bad. It's like we sold this guy to the, well, not sold him, we returned him to the Premier League, and then they got relegated and we're like, oh yeah, that's about our speed, and brought him back, and he hasn't got better.
This week, the very sleepy Seattle Sounders FC don't take on the, at least it isn't the plague, not Colorado Rapids in a battle. I don't even know, they're not even playing that, they're playing not San Jose. Yeah.
We're supposed to be typically, recording today would be a bad thing because there's a match tonight, except there isn't a match tonight because of COVID, and Colorado, aka Florida of the West, has decided to actually cancel their matches instead of doing what Florida of the East does, which is not start having like full fans in the stadiums.
I got to tell you, I disagree with your Florida of the West comment simply because I have lived in Arizona, and Arizona is 100% Florida of the West, just for the record.
So does that make New Mexico like Georgia of the West? What is the relationship like? Because in my mind, Florida and Georgia of the East, not of the West, Florida and Georgia of the East, like the real ones, are like, Florida gets a bad rap, but Georgia's not that much better, but they're like, we're not Florida. It's kind of like, I grew up in Maple Valley, Washington, and it was kind of like, you know, my friends from Seattle and you know, bigger cities would be like, oh, you know, Maple Valley, like, what a joke. And I'd be like, well, hey, at least we're not Enumclaw, you know, and like, in Enumclaw, they'd be like, oh, we're not in Buckley, so, and then Buckley's like, yeah, you know.
No, Buckley's like, you guys heard of Ording?
True. No, and so, and like, to be fair, not to disparage any of those cities, because I honestly do like Enumclaw a lot, and Black Diamond, and Buckley, and all these places. They're very cool cities. They're tiny, though. So, but I just feel like Georgia is the way, I mean, hey man, we might have listeners there. I don't want them leaving
a bad review. I went to Log Jam, or whatever it's called, where everyone, like, saws trees and all that crap, and I had a great time.
Exactly.
But boy, it was like the, I remember the guy that was clearly a Democrat. He had such a hard time walking through it's called Log Days or something like that, and everyone was like, look at this guy, and I was like, oh my god, it is 10 years behind here.
Yeah
Now it's 100 years in the future. It's amazing.
Because never mind. But anyway, so back to the topic, like Florida and Georgia to me are pretty much the same thing, and then you go to, you know, Arizona, to your point, is the Florida of the West. Does that make you know, where you actually grew up, aka Albuquerque, does that make that like the Georgia of the West?
No. New Mexico, having formerly been this, is actually the ocean to Florida being land. If Arizona is the land where all of the worst people exist, then on the West Coast, then New Mexico is just out to sea. Like, we're a pirate ship that's like that island of garbage. That's kind of what Albuquerque is. But your analogy works really well, okay. Because if you go north to Utah, I feel like that Utah-Arizona border is actually, you get a little bit better when you go to Utah, despite some of the terrible parts of Utah.
To me, it's like Utah is to the west half of the country as like Delaware is to the east half of the country, which is like fine, but we don't really think of it when you think of like the 50 states. If you were going to forget one, if you're from the west, that state's going to be Delaware or Vermont. If you're if you're in the east, it's like definitely Utah, right?
Oh, or Idaho maybe?
Yeah,
like I feel like there's
Idaho.
A rivalry there. Yeah,
you're right. And hey, Idaho and Vermont are kind of like inverse of each other shape-wise. So, or maybe that's New Hampshire. Oh, New Hampshire's a state. I forgot about New Hampshire.
I've recently been there. It's lovely, but also terrible. It's like the best combination of lovely and terrible.
This has been geography on Full 90 Podcast.
It's opposite Enumclaw, because like there, it's like a very like... I'm not actually going to get into this because all I will do is offend everyone and just stay out of it. I love Portsmouth, New Hampshire tremendously. We'll just put it that way, okay?
Yeah.
So I've had a crazy week. We were going to try and pod yesterday, as is normal, but I had a chance to interview Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
And I've had a chance to speak with him before about charity-related stuff, but this time we got to talk about music, and it was so incredible. Like, first of all, he remembers who I am, which is like...
That's a big deal.
We sign on to the, you know, Zoom or whatever, and he's like, oh, hey! And like, he's like, acknowledges that I exist more than just those 10 minutes that I speak to him. You know
and
what I mean?
We've, like, talked before. Yeah.
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 Yeah, and it was wild to be able to do that. And we talked about, like, normal things. Like, I'm hosting a thing. This is actually a good plug. It's Wednesday now. Tomorrow night, Thursday, the Everett Public Library invites you to watch me interview the guy who wrote a new book about Prince.
Oh,
he had been friends-ish with Prince for the last zillion years. He's a former Rolling Stone writer called Neil Carlin. And he wrote the book after Prince's death, kind of revealing some of the things that he said he wouldn't reveal beforehand, which I kind of think is a dick move that I'm going to have to ask him about. But now that he did, I guess he... off the record doesn't matter anymore. Set that record on fire or something. But anyway, like talking to Stone about that stuff was great. So anyway, 1077theend.com, you can go listen to that interview. But I was very flustered because that's quite the thing to, you know, I think back to being a 14-year-old kid. I was talking to my buddy Sean about this. Shout out to Sean. And the idea of speaking to any member of any band that was on the radio at that time is like... That's insane.
Yeah.
Could you imagine running into Robin Pecknold? Like,
yeah.
First
of all, very good. That you could not have picked a better person. Where I would have been like, oh, he knows me. He knows me.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? And like, so the cool thing about Stone is he's got this new band. It's called Painted Shield, and it so far I like the music a lot. It is like sometimes you worry about no offense, Stone, but like sometimes you worry about the old guys making music and it sounding like old guy music kind of. He collaborated with some incredible people, including one-time Pearl Jam drummer Matt Chamberlain, a guy called Mason Jennings, and a Seattle keyboardist and vocalist called Brittany Davis, and made this like super cool sounding music. I was like pleasantly surprised. I'll interview Stone about whatever he wants, but when it was cool, also that was a great thing. But then I went back and I was, you know, Pearl Jam is going to stream a set where they played their 10 album in its entirety. And I was just kind of going back to figure out what song should we play after talking to Stone that's from 10 to tie it all together. We're going to talk about voting and stuff like that. And I looked at the list and the writing credits. He's the mastermind of Pearl Jam.
Really?
You think of Vedder and MacReady being the two guys.
Yeah.
And you look at all the writing credits for 10 and they like... brought in Eddie to sing on the record.
It'd be like finding out that like Ringo wrote all the Beatles music.
Let me tell you, the song that he did write is my kid's favorite Beatles song, so we listen to Octopus's Garden too much. Or Yellow Submarine when he's okay, good. Anyway. But yeah, like Stone Gossard wrote all of 10. Now there's like mentions of like Jeff Ament and you see other names pop up, but like almost every song is a Stone original, which is like he's such a humble guy. It blows my mind. I just got to tell somebody about it because I was like really, it really like, it'd be like finding out that New Who is like the most important member of the team.
Wait. It'd be like finding out that he isn't.
Excellent, excellent. So yesterday I'm talking to my boss's boss, and he was like, how's the changes going at the station? And I'm like, great, great, great. And I was like, I'm really swamped, and it's like, I go from this to that, then there's podcast, and then there's that. And he's like, well, do you think that there's some things that you could shed from your routine that maybe you could evaluate and say that they're maybe not as important as you think they might be just because you like them? Like, what about this soccer podcast?
Oh, I was like, okay, come on.
I was like, are you talking about a top 50 in the entire company podcast right now, Mike? And he was like, oh, well, excuse me. And I was like, yeah, important, okay?
Yeah.
And he was like, he was just meddling, and I like got very prickly about it and very defensive about this stupid thing that we trash talk the whole time. So,
well, it's like, I mean, we've said this before, and we'll say it again, is that even if no people were listening, we would probably still do this because it's very fun. And it's a chance for us to, like, ever since I stopped working at the station, it's a chance for us to hang out and see each other and chat. And you know, fortunately, we do have, like, 7 listeners. So that's great. There's more than 7, but, you know.
High teens.
Yeah. but to know that we're top 50 out of 50 is insanely great.
Yeah, he should respect that.
So back off, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, jerk. Mike. I forgot the stamp on talking about Stone Gossard.
Is Mike Yan?
Mike is Yan.
it's like finding out who Kaiser Soze is.
So I was looking through my phone to try and find a picture of one of the last times that Stone Gossard was in studio. Thank God I had a screen cap of it saying Stone Gossard is waiting to be admitted to your Zoom room, and I was like, oh my God. But I was looking for a picture of us from years ago, which I can't find. Huge bummer, right? But as I was going through of things that were taken at work, I find a picture of a much younger Brandon and Steve Zakawani.
Hey!
From when he came into one of our first podcasts together as the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. Back then, the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. But there it is. Brandon with long hair pulled back.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's like reverse now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Steve and I had
like traded hair approaches back then.
His was long then, too. Okay, it was like cool. The two of you with your long hair, but like you guys were way ahead of quarantine hair. Uh-huh. It's amazing, and I'm just now, I'm like quarantine appropriate. Like, what a loser. But it was cool to see this photo, just like a blast from the past. We'll put it out because I have it still on my phone. We'll social media it, even though we definitely will not do that.
Yeah, yeah. Because we're terrible.
Follow through. But yeah.
Go follow us on at Full 90 Podcast or at Full 90 Soccer Time, depending on what social media you're using. Or I don't know, are we still at Full 90 Extra Time anywhere? Because I feel like that might be a thing.
Most likely. We should make a graphic. We should change the graphic so it's just very obvious. Like it should just say fart or something like that. So that way when you like go find the Full 90 podcast, there it is. It's the one with the fart graphic, okay?
Right.
There you go. Okay, cool. I've gotten through a lot of the I like had to read about the new iPhone today. I think I might buy that, but that's for a different podcast. Today, an iPhone. Okay, to soccer, I guess. Sorry, everyone. We're getting to it after 14 minutes. That sucks.
Yeah, that's way faster than usual. Don't worry. It happens to everyone.
So I've been listening to books on audiobooks recently, right? Because I fall asleep if I try to read. And have you read any of the Star Wars books?
I have read many of them, but not within the last year or so. I read all the Chuck Wendig ones, or Wendig. Yeah. I don't know actually how you say his name, but I've read all those ones. Yeah. The ones that everybody got angry about because he had like gay people in them.
Yeah, I like my Star Wars because it doesn't allow other taps,
right? Like, except for Chewbacca's.
Like everyone suddenly took the side of Emperor Palpatine, where he's like trying to eliminate non-human and non-white people from the Empire. But okay,
in this massive universe, I cannot envision any two of the same sex people liking each other,
and that's the way I like it. I'm speaking sarcastically. I think that it's ridiculous, personally. Okay, well, I ask because I started listening to the books when I'd have to commute, and there's this one guy, Mark something or other, that does all the voice acting for the audiobooks. Only he does all the voices, only he does them, like, kind of offensively. Like, they're really well done, but I don't need him pretending to be Rey and talking like this while she's doing things. Like, dude, we could just, you know, you're Star Wars. You could just hire somebody else to do a female voice. It wouldn't be the end of the world to have two paid actors.
Yeah. Or just read it like normal. Like, read it like normal. Because I am able to suspend my disbelief long enough to know that when you're talking about being another person or talking, like, when you say, Rey said, then I can pretend like Rey is saying it.
Yeah, and if you want to do... So the thing that he does really well is he's the voice to me of Grand Admiral Thrawn, a character from an old series that got re-gifted into the new series. And he does this really excellent Grand Admiral Thrawn voice. And so I keep going back because there's all these Thrawn books that I want to listen to, despite the fact that there's like dialogue between a like 8-year-old girl and a female ship captain for like a third of the book, and he's doing both voices, and it's like
that
so unnecessary.
To feel problematic, like that starts to feel like not even like in a like he's doing a job, he's reading a book, whatever, but it just starts
to punch
feel
a guy
it
a
just
guy.
Feels very strange.
So but in the newest book there's this chemical that Thrawn utilizes as a younger space captain that when he sprays it at people, it renders them kind of like a trip to the dentist when you get the laughing gas and you're kind of like, woo, but not quite out all the way, just kind of twilighty and your body doesn't quite work that way.
Sure, yeah.
I think Grand Admiral Thrawn is under the employ of the Los Angeles Football Club because Seattle Sounders, this is a long way around.
Yeah.
At that match the other day, played like they were carrying weights on their legs, like they were just coming out of nitrous oxide, like they couldn't run because gravity was heavier where they stood.
I would say that that explains why Bob Bradley doesn't look quite human.
Oh,
because
is he okay? My wife, who doesn't care at all, he came on the screen and she was like, "Oh, is that guy okay?"
Yeah, I'm gonna try very I feel like as a culture we put way too much into people's appearances. It is so much easier to like to jump on a person's appearance instead of criticizing them for like when people criticize the president for being orange or fat or ugly, like, which I'm not doing right now, I'm just saying that is what people say, like I'm like, that is so beyond the point because he's doing actual terrible things that are actually bad.
Oh, you mean like referee Tim face?
Exactly. Sure. Yeah. But that wasn't because of his appearance. That's because he's a fuckface. Anyway, so like, all that aside, Bob Bradley looks sick, man. Like, he's licking his lips like an iguana. That like this is the only way that he can keep these bad boys wet enough to like eat the three flies that he needs to consume today in order to not lose weight.
He looks like he's reverse Voldemorting.
Totally. Yes.
Like, he's going to crawl back into the cauldron here pretty soon.
Like, pretty soon, Carlos Vela is going to have to put Bob Bradley's face on the back of his head and behind all of that luscious hair of his in order to keep Bob Bradley alive to coach longer.
He picked a wrong person because Vela being hurt right now, he should pick someone that's healthy and young to be able to steal their life force away. And
Nuhu, come here.
Nuhu traded to LAFC and shock $9 million offering.
Nuhu now wearing a bald cap everywhere he goes. It's really strange.
Also, to your point, I hope the best for the guy. I hope that Bob Bradley is okay because
I think he's fine. I just think he's half lizard. Like, I just think that's part of who he is.
Nobody tell Alex Jones because that guy is convinced the lizard people are coming for us. And what if he's right? Oh, man. Oh,
well, one thing is true that so the Sounders did have far fewer days of rest than LAFC did. And so when you look at Jordan Morris not making some of the runs that he is known to make, it makes sense why he couldn't keep up. I mean, like, he was just LAFC came into the match with an already pretty depleted starting 11. We talked about Carlos Vela not being available. That's already a huge one. But then on top of that, like, a guy got injured in the first 3 minutes of the match and they subbed him out, and then they had to sub out the guy that they subbed in like 15 minutes later. So it was like they were already down two. I mean, yes, now there's five subs in a match, but you have to make all three of your final subs at the same time.
Yeah, there's a window.
The way that it works, yeah.
Yeah, you get five subs, but you can only do three substitutions. So you can do two guys at once, five at once, or whatever. You only have three opportunities to do.
You just say that you can do two guys at once? Sorry, I just didn't want to gloss over that, because that's even better.
You don't want to glaive over that?
I know.
I mean, obviously, I'm cutting off.
Of course, yeah.
So you can sub, like, the sub window is, you still only can do three sub windows, but you have five guys to be able to.
I live right around the corner from a Subway sandwich restaurant right now, and an eatery. And and when you said sub window, it made me wish that they had a walk-up window, because I would walk right down there right now.
Got a meatball sub from there. It sounds money. I would, or BMT. I would do that too.
Yeah. Anyway,
you want to go get Subway?
Yeah, dude. If a wizard bird could transport me a sub right now, I would very much appreciate it. Or that blue jay, man. I saw a blue jay. What did you call it? Wasn't a blue jay.
It's a stellar jay.
A stellar jay. Yeah.
But it's a blue jay. But it's of the blue jay family. It has that like stupid like.
Mohawk.
Hammerhead shark head or whatever it is. Yeah.
It was like flying right outside my window. It was beautiful. I was like very, I was very surprised.
And now I'm going to do my impression of a blue jay or a stellar jay. That's how they sound.
That sucks because they're beautiful.
Compared to the wizard bird. Yeah, they're awful. They make the worst noise.
Yeah.
The worst. And none of the magic, none of the Nico Ladero free kick magic of your... Probably your best tweet of the year.
Yeah, you know what? So this is so obviously the Sounders played terrible. They lost 3-1 against LAFC. They just played like they were tired. You're already playing without Raul Ruy Diaz, without Gustav Svensson, without Arriaga.
But we covered it last week. That shouldn't have been the depth on that team means that should be okay.
And yes, it's LAFC who is a great team and won the Supporter Shield last season. Of course they're a good team, but a depleted team, and the Sounders are going in with, yes, maybe not their starting 11, but with a close to what should be able to compete starting 11. Actually, mostly the starting 11 from 2019 MLS Cup final. Roman Torres in there, even though he was subbed in. But anyway, so Raul Ruy Diaz goes and gets COVID in Peru because he would rather do that than play at the Baño de California Stadium. But yeah, you mentioned Nico Ladero's goal. So Nico Ladero scored a insane free kick. Like
maybe the only highlight for the team of the entire 90 minutes.
It's one of the top. I've seen a lot of people like arguing online, and by a lot I mean like three people on Sounders Twitter arguing about like, was that the best free kick goal in Sounders history? We had Clint Dempsey on this team. There are some great Sounders free kick goals in history. We had Freddie Montero on this team. Like there are some very good free kick goals in history. That is right up there, top five. But I am a little annoyed for that Ladero would score, because it feels so when you score a goal like that when you're already down 2-0. And that you go 2-1 and you give everybody hope in a game where you've played terrible. Do you remember that game against Portland earlier in the season where like chance after chance after chance, they had like the Sounders had so many chances to score just like that in this game. They just didn't go in. The balls did not go in the goal. And it's just the most frustrating way to watch a game, because it's like not like they're just playing so terrible that you can turn it off. They're playing well enough that you're like, oh my gosh, they could do something.
It's right there.
It's right there. And then it just doesn't happen. Then you still lose 3-1. It's like the fact that Ladero scored was like, don't give me that. Just save that for a game where you actually are going to compete and don't get my hopes up.
Nico put that free kick into a place only the wizard bird knows exists. That's a quality tweet, dude.
Thank you.
Especially since it's bird related, to say tweet makes me feel even better.
Oh, yes. As it was not a Stellar J tweet, though. Which is like 90% of our tweets. Just, I feel like in the future, so before, you know, because we record this over Google Meet or whatever, we are teleconferencing each other, right?
Yeah.
And for the listeners out there, like every time we do this, we have to sync up because there's a lag in you know, the internet communication, and so we have to sync up our audio files. And so we count 3-1, and then we clap. I feel like from now on, instead of clapping, it should be 3-2-1.
The clap is intentional because it's more precise in the waveform. But I hear if we could both do a wizard bird impersonation.
Yeah.
That brings us to the most important player for Seattle. It's the chloroform man of the match.
Because they were all sleepy? I don't know. Your chloroform man of the match is Nico Lodero because he's the only one that did anything.
Chloroform. If you score a free kick on this, you get to be any tree you like.
Isn't that chlorophyll? Isn't that how chlorophyll works?
The tree reference, I understand now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chlorophyll man of the match. If you score on this, you get to be any tree you like.
I don't. What tree would you be if you could choose to be a tree? I mean, you're already like, you're already practically a tree. You're freaking like 8 feet tall, but like.
No, I would definitely be a gigantic sequoia. Like, there's like no doubt in my mind. Or maybe one of those crazy ones in Madagascar that looks like Disney invented it. Or it's from a Star Wars planet full of chloroform spray.
Yeah. Yeah. I would.
What are those called? Those are dope. How about you? Yeah.
I think I would be. I don't know if it's from a tree or if it's from a bush, but there's like these pokey. There's like not pokeballs, they're not, but they're like these spores that come from one of the trees around where I live.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Where
what you're
I walk
about, yeah.
My dog, he wears this sweater, right, because he's a skinny boy and he gets really cold. And so he wears the sweater when I walk him, and when I get home, because he's been sniffing and smelling the ground and stuff, I get home and there's like 9 of these like little pokey spores on his little sweater stuck to it like Velcro. When I pick them off, they're so stuck, and I'm like, man, that is a really effective, if they get wet, they get like really, really sticky and they like stick to everything. And I'm like, that is a really effective way to like germinate if you're a tree. And I'm like, man, I would want my seed to be so effective if I were a tree.
If I get my seed on you, you're gonna carry it everywhere.
I'm getting your dog hella. Yeah, cut that.
Not cutting that. It's Adansonia Grandidieri is the tree that I'm thinking of, which is Grandidier, sometimes known as Grandidier's Baobab, is a tree in Madagascar that definitely looks like you were taking a picture in pano mode and something happened where it got stretched out weird.
Can you send me, like, drop me a picture of that?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to try to spell that, because I'm 90% sure I'll just end up with pictures of Didier Drogba.
He actually discovered them.
Who might be a tree, man. Like, I don't know. That guy seems very tall as well. Whoa!
I think he transcends time. You see what I mean? It looks like if you did a sideways pano, like something went terribly wrong and the tree got stretched out.
Yeah. There's a new filter on Instagram that my friend made his face look just like that tree, like 9 times in a row.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, yeah, it's like, I guess I might be that tree also, but I really think a sequoia would be dope because they're so grand. Because
you're already used to being tall, and then you would just go and be a tall tree also.
When we come back, we'll talk about Brandon Seed and my tree next.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Colorado Rapids, Florida of the West, as you say, postponed. Sounders will be rested and healthy to play San Jose, important to distinguish, not Van Jose, on the 18th Sunday, I believe, and then turn around right away again and play a real hot Fartland Timbers. Playing a hot fart. That's amazing.
Isn't that like the cookie? Oh, no, it's hot chip. Nah, I think, you know those cookies? They're down in like Pioneer Square. I think that they've got a couple locations, but Hot Chip, they're really good cookies.
What's the other place that closed now that used to do the good sandwiches and everyone from work would go across the street and... Ah, damn it, they would do good sandwiches and cookies and it was in the Columbia Tower.
Oh, yeah. Specialties?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. God damn, those cookies were so good.
Yeah,
I haven't eaten today. I'm real hungry. Anyway.
My wife has cookies in the kitchen.
Why the f*** are you going to do me like that?
Sorry, dude. I'm going to go eat one of those cookies right after we're done with this, though.
Oh, yeah. Just rub some salt in the wound. Okay, yeah. Great.
Yeah, rub some brown sugar and chocolate chips in the wound.
Why are you still going?
Because I'm drooling over it, man. It sounds so good. I feel like the Sounders are going to go play San Jose. And if we talked about how, like, the Sounders just demolished San Jose the last time. It was 7-1, and that one was dubious. Yeah. And so,
that was the charity goal, the charity penalty, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, obviously, Stefan Fry or Javier Arriaga will be the man of the year or whatever they call it for the humanitarian of the year in MLS because of the amount of goals that we've just given away. Maybe that's what Pro is going for, right? Like the professional referee organization. Maybe that's what they're trying to do is they're like,
pro referees.
Too long have we seen these players with all of their money winning for all giving away all of their money to charity. Now it's our turn for giving, I don't know, Thomas Pinson a goal in the Chris Wondolowski a goal in the San Jose match. Like, come on. That's what they're going for. They're like, I think that they're just mad that they're underpaid compared to Stefan Fry.
That's what this is. Compared to rich Stefan Fry. Oh, and Stefan Fry news.
Oh yeah. I met Steph's mom.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
What?
I'm okay. Oh, my God.
What is happening?
Cramp.
Oh.
Oh, Sounders injury generator.
Oh. did you just pull your hamstring, like, talking to me on the internet?
This is terrible.
Where is the is it in your hamstring?
Yes, for real.
Oh, my gosh. We are doing nothing. You have to keep all of this in because of how ridiculous it is. I thought you're having a heart attack, which like is always what I jump to for anybody. It's not because
an old joke.
Yeah, it is. And then I'm like. And then I'm thinking, like, oh, maybe it's worse. Like, maybe he's having, like, a brain freeze, but he's not eating anything cold, so maybe it's an aneurysm. And so I, like, start... So over here, I'm like, do I need to call 911? I don't know your address. I just, like, say, go to Snohomish. It's behind... Like, I... Like, yeah, probably bleep that. I'm sorry for telling you everybody where you live. But now that I know it's a cramp, I'm just... I'm shocked.
We need a sub, super sub, new who?
New who? New who, get in here. Stefan Fry's mom.
Wouldn't it be amazing if new who replaced me for this podcast?
And we never acknowledged the fact that it was a different person. Okay, so.
My God, that was awful. I feel awful.
I can't believe, like, were you doing something weird with your legs?
I mean, if by weird you mean sitting.
Yep, that's it.
Oh my God, that was awful. I like felt it coming on. I was like, oh no, oh no.
Drink some water, man.
Eat a banana, man.
Eat a banana. Eat a cookie.
How dare you? In my time of pain.
I don't really feel bad. I don't, because you were sitting here talking to me. I mean, oh, I do feel bad, man. Because that's the worst feeling in the world, and I hate that.
So I sit with my, you know, like on my toes, on the ball of my foot, effectively,
sure. Yeah.
Wrapped underneath my tall chair,
yep.
And then I just rocked forward, and it was like, not today.
Yeah. So. Okay, so before the match, and I'm still watching you, like, in pain. Are you okay?
I'm better now, but it's just residual complaining that I have to do.
Isn't your wife a trainer? Like, can she do something about this?
Yeah, I could roll it out probably.
Yeah. Okay. So I need to talk about something that happened before the LAFC match because we've skipped it, but because I didn't put it in the sheet, so it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
No, but before we preview the rest of this match that we've already previewed, I think that I might be partially responsible for the way that the Sounders played against LAFC.
I've been thinking that too.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. screw you. Because I think so. Scuba Steve, our friend who listens to the pod, said Brandon MG at Brandon MG equals clean sheet kiss of death, and then hashtag leave Steph's mom alone. And I think here's the situation. Here's what happened. So as I've talked about, Catherine, my wife, and I, Catherine, who is my wife, and I, Catherine is this. I'm not in like some.
You're not like a polygamist.
Yeah, I'm not in some like cool threesome situation.
On an all new Handmaid's Tale, Brandon, his wife, and Catherine
bought a house in Spokane. It's great, huge bedroom for our massive, massive bed that we all sleep in. we bought a house in Spokane. We're moving, and so we are, you know, going around and looking at different things to fill our house with, like furniture and decor and whatever. And I went to a store in Seattle, and I was checking out. We bought a little thing, and I was checking out, and the person who was checking, who was, you know, ringing me up, had a mask on that was a Sounders mask. I had the Sounders logo all over it, and I was like, "Hey, your mask is really cool. Like, I love that." And she said, "Oh, they have a game tonight." I was like, "Yeah, I know. I'm a big fan. I actually used to work for the Sounders." And she was like, "Oh, my son works for the Sounders." I was like, "Oh, no way. Who's your son?" And she was like, "Steph." I was like, Stefan Fry? She was like, "Yeah, my son is Stefan Fry." And she had like a pretty thick like Austrian accent, or Swiss. Where is he from?
Swiss. Yeah,
Swiss Switzerland Swiss accent, which Catherine, my wife, was like, "Oh, I thought she was from like South America or something," because we're terrible with accents apparently. And I was like, "Oh yeah, she's
like Stefan Ruiz's
mom." Stefan Ruiz. Well, because at first I was like, "Oh, maybe she's like Stefan Cleveland's mom, who is like the academy player who got signed by the Sounders, who is also a Stefan and is also a goalkeeper." But no, she was Stefan.
Did you just
Fry's
like
mom.
Throw a soccer ball at her to see how she reacted to like prove it?
Oh yeah,
catch sticks this. Her head out.
I throw the like super heavy bicycle decoration that I just bought at her.
Shocking.
Anyway,
she makes a diving save. Toronto loses this year's MLS Cup.
Yeah. Josie Altidore pops out of nowhere and starts yelling at her. It's actually Josie Altidore's mom.
She also works there. The rivalry continues.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a very fun interaction, but also I'm now feeling for Stefan Fry's mom today. She was the nicest, by the way.
I feel like that's got to be such a point of pride, and the fact that like it really speaks volumes about MLS, because like he's not making soccer money enough for his mom to not have to work at like a trinket store.
I thought about that, and I think Stefan Fry is probably one of the better paid goalkeepers in the league, I would imagine, and because of that, I feel like she does it for fun. That's what makes me feel better about it.
Oh, that's good.
She's like Steph and his wife are busy living on Bainbridge Island and making art in their weird commune out there that they started with Brandon, Catherine, and his wife. And now she's just working at the store to, you know, just have maybe she just really likes trinkets, man.
Yeah, maybe she's like, "I need to sell more bike decorations to people in..."
I got it. Here's what it is. Stefan Fry makes art. Stefan Fry has been, maybe because of the pandemic, maybe because people don't like his art, has been having a hard time. No, maybe because some people don't like his art. I'm not saying nobody likes his art.
Maybe because he's just awful at art. Okay, great.
He's trying to get an in to one of these stores to sell his art. And so he's planted his mom at this store to like be like, "Oh, my son makes art." And then it's Stefan Fry.
Wait, is she on chlorophyll too?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. She is a Western hemlock.
I can picture it. Beautiful. That's really nice.
Yeah, thank you.
I also like ginkgo trees, for the record.
What's a Swiss tree? What's a Swiss tree?
Like probably a larch.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so glad that we're adding trees to our repertoire. It's like birds, sumo, trees.
Yeah, biking.
Biking. Great.
Great.
And soccer somewhere in there.
Yeah, whatever. That is a fifth seed. That is the MLS to the rest of the world's leagues of topics to our podcast.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right. Well, okay, a couple things that are important. Last time out, Seattle beat the piss out of San Jose 7-1. And San Jose just lost to Portland again. So they're real bad, obviously. But then on top of that, oh, they bleed goals. On top of that, though, the history between these two squads, I worry still. I like what you say here, because it's MLS. San Jose will probably end up winning 11-0.
Yeah. I mean, it's MLS is the least predictable league in the entire world. And so I feel like even though the Sounders have been great lately, minus the hiccup against LAFC, that they will go in to play against San Jose, and San Jose, being the terrible team that they are, will beat the Sounders like just by a lot.
I wish people could see the Robert De Niro face that you just made. We're like,
this is what's gonna happen. It is what it is.
This is crazy to me. In the Eastern Conference, the Sounders are still top in the West for now.
I think they're tied. Yeah,
goal differential is what separates Seattle and Fartland from the top spot there. But Sounders still number one. That'll probably actually change if Fartland wins tonight when we record Wednesday. Then they will go ahead with a game in hand for Seattle. Now, this is crazy though that Toronto has already clinched the East. I believe is what you mean here.
Yeah,
they're already top in the East and can't be taken down. So that'll be, this is setting up to potentially be another awful battle against stupid ass Toronto.
Toronto clinched a playoff spot, yet to clinch first place in the Eastern Conference, but they are, the way that they're playing, and but I mean the Eastern Conference this year is just better, because when you look at the Western Conference, you look at a team like, even though they got their match against the Sounders canceled tonight on Wednesday, Colorado, having only played 13 matches, is still above the playoff line in the Western Conference. So I think it's hard to say that the Western Conference is at all as competitive as the Eastern Conference this year.
And that was last year, too. The East has just been real good these last several years. And so it's good to see, like, was it Columbus and Philadelphia was having a good run? It's like, it's good to see some other teams up there, too. And that is what makes MLS a cool league, is that you can get some turnover and you can have some big results from people. Typically, anywhere that's got a major international hub in it is going to do better, because you can get better players to come play there. The Atlanta, New York, LA, those teams are going to have an easier time recruiting, I think. But beyond
apparently that has meant nothing for Inter Miami. Like, they might get the players, but they are not getting the results.
Bienvenue à Miami.
Boo.
Best of the rest.
Best of the rest.
Okay, well, I gotta go do life stuff, so in case you just woke up to us making jokes about French people speaking.
Sorry. Sorry, Nuhu.
It's TLDL. Too long. Didn't listen.
Yeah. I can't even read them. Too long. Didn't listen.
Leave it to this podcast, getting your dog hella pregnant. TLDL.
Bob Bradley or Nuhu, who should not be named.
That's amazing. That's the best there about. Also, you know how Peter Pettigrew was a rat?
Yeah.
What awesome animal does Nuhu turn into?
Oh,
it's a G.I. Joe for sure.
Oh, he turns into a, he's a transformer and he turns into a tech deck. and last, too long, didn't listen.
Come at me, Nancy Altidore. She's probably called Nancy, right?
I can't wait for an entire. So this is not how we usually end the podcast, but I wanted to add this little bit of news. That is, MLS is considering adding a reserve league again, instead of having their teams play in the USL. It sounds like the Sounders are still going to keep the Tacoma Defiance playing in the USL and not have a reserve team, but it's for some of the other teams. Anyway, all of this is to say, I can't wait till they announce a mom's league where all of the players' moms play in a league.
Stefan Fry's mom with the glorious hand out, hand of God save.
Yeah.
Nancy Altidore,
Nancy
furious.
Altidore.
Ah!
And Beverly Morris is just the fastest player in the entire league.
Fry!